Welcome to Holy Trinity Headington Quarry for this Eastertide service. My name is Laura Byron Scott and I'm the vicar here, and I'm joined remotely by our associate priest Rob Gilbert. We are delighted to broadcast this service in collaboration with Radio Charwell, our local hospital radio station. Following in the footsteps of our most famous parishioner, C.S. Lewis, who used radio broadcasting to communicate the Christian faith beyond the walls of the church. Our hope is that all listening in can draw strength, comfort, and peace at a time of so much fear and uncertainty. If you're listening at home, you might wish to light a candle as we begin. Try to sit still and peacefully. Remember that through the Holy Spirit, God meets us wherever we are. If you're listening in hospital as a patient, relative, or member of staff, join in as you can, or just let the words and music wash over you, and remember that you are safe in God's hands. If you would like to join in the words of the service, you can find an order of service on our website, www.hthq.uk, under Online Services. We begin with our parish prayer for this time of crisis. God of compassion, we offer up in prayer all who are affected by this outbreak. We pray for all healthcare workers and researchers, as well as all who are ill, all who have died, and the family members and friends who care for them. We pray for those whose livelihoods and income are threatened by the outbreak, and for all living in uncertainty. For wise decisions, increased compassion, and the recognition that all who are affected share a common humanity as children of the one God. We offer our prayers in the confidence that your perfect love casts out fear, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We sing or listen to the hymn, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The grace of God has dawned upon the world with healing for all. Let us come to God in sorrow for our sins, seeking healing and salvation. We have lived by our own strength and not by the power of your resurrection. Lord, have mercy. We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. Christ, have mercy. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that cannot be destroyed, forgive you your sins, open your eyes to God's truth, strengthen you to do God's will, and give you the joy of God's kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Risen Christ, faithful shepherd of your Father's sheep, teach us to hear your voice and to follow your command, that all your people may be gathered into one flock, to the glory of God the Father.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
We sing or listen to our next hymn, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.
Thank you.
Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. C.S. Lewis is known for his many books and writings, and one book that has been on my mind for some time is known as Mere Christianity. Between 1942 and 1944, Lewis was invited by the BBC to give a series of wartime radio broadcasts about the Christian faith. These were eventually gathered together into the book known today as Mere Christianity. Lewis tells his audience with characteristic modesty that he is giving these talks as a layperson, a former atheist, a seeming beginner to the Christian faith. From this beginner's perspective, he wonders whether people have ever really been taught, in basic terms, what Christianity is all about. He encourages us to look again at Christianity with fresh eyes, to open ourselves to the reality of the human predicament which Jesus Christ enters into and transforms and redeems, and to allow Christ to transform our lives in such a way that evil diminishes and good prevails. A theme echoed in his other works, especially in the Narnia series. In thinking about Mere Christianity, I am inspired by the way Lewis was able to speak such deep and powerful truths about faith during a time of national crisis. And I wonder what truths about faith we may be discovering as we now come to terms with what some are calling the greatest crisis since the Second World War. I think all of us, however advanced in our faith journeys, need to return to the core foundations of our faith from time to time, to wonder what it is that first drew us to Christianity, to use this time of deep questioning and challenge to open ourselves up to some basic spiritual truths about our deepest needs and longings, our core humanity, our desire for this transformation of which Lewis speaks and which Christianity promises, where good prevails over evil. Christianity is unique for its emphasis on God sharing in our human life in Jesus Christ, transforming human nature from within, and providing a means for our deepest human longings to be satisfied. The Gospel of John explores this through a series of sayings ascribed to Jesus, known as the I Am sayings. I am the bread of life speaks to our human need for food and sustenance. I am the light of the world speaks to our human need for understanding and enlightenment. I am the gate, from today's passage, speaks to our human need for belonging and acceptance. I am the good shepherd, which is part of today's wider passage, speaks to our human need for guidance and provision. Christianity offers a way for our deepest human longings to be satisfied, and a pathway to the kind of transformation Lewis speaks of in his vision of mere Christianity. This image of Jesus as the gate is worth exploring further. On the one hand, a gate is a boundary marker, a way of keeping some people in and others out. Although there are some who might interpret the image this way, and indeed some church communities have, we need to bear in mind where this gate leads and why it should always be left wide open. Jesus tells us, "I came that they might have life and have it abundantly." Jesus is the gate to abundant life, and he laid down his life to enable everyone, the whole of humanity and all of creation, to have life in abundance. One feature of the abundant life described in this passage is that it is lived together in community. Abundant life is about sustaining relationships, seeking the common good, being part of a life-giving community, gathered in safety under the protection of a shepherd whose voice we know and can trust fully. And so, we might ask ourselves today, what habits and practices can I cultivate to enable me to hear the voice of this shepherd and to know the one who is the gate to abundant eternal life? Put another way, what are the habits and practices of mere Christianity? A helpful summary statement from the first known Christian community comes in our reading from Acts. First, connecting with the apostles' teaching. Today, we would probably call this Bible study. Hearing God speak to us through sacred writings and those who interpret them. Perhaps some of us are using our experience of lockdown to connect with Bible passages that speak of similar experiences, of exile, or suffering, or sacrifice, or grief. I am reminded of our human need for knowledge and understanding. I am the light of the world. Second, there is fellowship. If this English word sounds stuffy or gendered, which I suppose it is, the Greek word koinonia has a much broader sense, meaning participation, communion, sharing together. On the one hand, we know from the book of Acts that this involved meeting physically together in the temple, a place of worship. And for all the ways in which technology enables us to worship together in isolation, we long for the time when meeting together in the same physical place is possible. At the same time, I have been amazed by the bonds of fellowship that have formed during this time of lockdown, between neighbours and streets, between people of all faiths and none. There is a new openness to working together across divides as we recognise our shared human needs and longings. The fabric of our common life has changed for the better. I am the gate to abundant, life-giving community. Third, there is breaking of bread. This is both our sharing together in Holy Communion and also the reminder that all meals, especially in a time where accessing food can be risky, difficult, or impossible for some, should be eaten with gratitude and awareness of the needs of others. I am the bread of life. Fourth, there is prayer. This might be in the form of set prayers or the pattern of daily prayer that has sustained Christians down the ages. Or it might be a practice like meditation or contemplative prayer. I heard this week that demand for meditation apps and courses has soared during the lockdown. We forget sometimes that meditation is one of the most basic forms of Christian prayer, a habit or practice of mere Christianity, when we still our own thoughts long enough to tune into the voice of the Good Shepherd who guides us and comforts us and restores our souls. When I think about the original vision of mere Christianity and the circumstances that brought this book into being, I can't help but think about the simple habits and practices that C.S. Lewis himself adopted to sustain his Christian faith. He steeped himself in the apostles' teaching and himself was an incredibly gifted teacher and communicator. He formed his own fellowship groups of various kinds, including a debating society between Christians and atheists. He attended Holy Trinity Church week by week, early on a Sunday morning, to receive Holy Communion. And he not only prayed, he wrote widely about his lived experience of prayer, including its many challenges. I see mere Christianity as a transformative vision of human life, where our deepest human longings and needs are fulfilled by a God who fully shares in our human predicament. Through simple habits and practices, Christ transforms us to become more than what we are now. For the first known Christian community, this involved deep sacrificial giving for communal needs. Many are giving sacrificially at this time of crisis, frontline medical workers and other key workers, and all making sacrificial changes to their way of life. The original vision of mere Christianity was formed during a time of national and global crisis. May this vision take on new meaning during our current time of crisis, and may many more be moved to adopt these simple habits and practices which allow Christ to transform our lives in such a way that evil diminishes and good prevails. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, gate for the sheep, we pray for your church throughout the world, in every place, and with people in every kind of need. We give you thanks for the service of church members in their communities and in the support of charities and in work for social justice. We pray especially for the work of Christian Aid and Oxfam and CAFOD, and in a time of national and global crisis, for people of any faith and none, working and volunteering in support of the vulnerable, the isolated, the frightened, the hungry, the homeless, and with migrants and refugees. Lord Jesus Christ, gate for the sheep, protect your flock in their work for you. Lord, hear us. Lord Jesus Christ, Good Shepherd of the sheep, we pray for our shepherds and leaders, among them for the Prime Minister, the leader of the opposition, and all members of the government and of Parliament and the civil service. We pray for them for wisdom and care, for compassion and understanding. We pray too for all medical professionals and caregivers, for doctors, nurses, physiotherapists, paramedics, care home staff, community health workers, and key workers. Lord Jesus Christ, Good Shepherd of the sheep, we thank you for the spirit of service in so many people, and as they look after others, we pray for their own safety. Lord, hear us. Lord Jesus Christ, Light of the world, we pray for ourselves in our questioning and longing, in our wanting to understand how you are with us and what you would have us do. Lord Jesus Christ, the bread of life, you transformed humanity from within, you raise us from within by your own life. We pray for a chance now to become what you would have us be. May we hear your word for us and know your presence in our own lives and your understanding of our deepest needs, desires, and wants. Lord Jesus Christ, Light of the world and bread of our lives, shine your light into our lives, in every dark corner of our doubts and fears, our sadness and grief. And as you raise us from within, help us like you to be a light in the world for others. Lord, hear us. Lord Jesus Christ, you brought healing and wholeness to all who turned to you for help. We pray for those who need help now, especially the sick in body, in mind, and in spirit, and among them for those suffering with coronavirus infection at home and in hospital. We pray for those fearful of worsening symptoms, and especially for the gravely ill and the dying with coronavirus and other sickness and disease. Lord Jesus Christ, you brought healing and wholeness to all who turn to you for help. Be with those who are sick in body, in mind, and in spirit today. Comfort them. Bring them comfort. Lord, hear us. Lord Jesus Christ, you rose from the dead to share your abundant eternal life with us all. We pray for those who have died recently and all who we know and love who have died. We thank you for the lives they lived and all that they were, the good they did, the love they gave, the skills and knowledge they acquired and then shared, the enjoyment they had and the joy they caused in others. We pray for them and remember them in love. And we remember them to you, who remembers all things, who forgives and saves, and who have promised to love us and all people forever. Lord, hear us. And so, rejoicing in the fellowship of Mary, the Mother of our Lord, St. John the Evangelist, and all God's saints living and dead, we commend ourselves and people everywhere to his unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the risen Christ be always with you. We sing or listen to our next hymn, "There's a Wideness in God's Mercy." Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest, and make yourself known in the breaking of bread. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation, in your love. You made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened his arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. On the night he was betrayed, at supper with his friends, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life. At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, We do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. As we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ, our risen Lord. With your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of praise and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Rejoicing in God's new creation, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The blood of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful Father, you gave your Son Jesus Christ to be the Good Shepherd, and in his love for us to lay down his life and rise again. Keep us always under his protection, and give us grace to follow in his steps through Jesus Christ our Lord. We sing or listen to our final hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised.
Thank you.
God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Service. Radio Charwell.